CNET meeting. This is our first meeting with all the new members, and I'd like to say a warm welcome to our new members. We are delighted to have been able to choose among very strong candidates, and within the strong candidates, being able to choose you three, and that's Polly and Marietta and Glenn. Welcome so much to the CMEC. I hope you have a wonderful meeting. I'd like you to remind you that it's not a purpose of the meeting to reach consensus on topics. It's the purpose of the meeting is to share our thoughts as an individual to the board, to the ISB, and to the staff, and to help them with new thoughts, with direction. It's an open discussion. The discussion is recorded, so you have to be aware that what you say is public, that you're here, everybody's here for speaking out for, as an individual, your opinions do not represent the opinions of the organizations you may work for. I do hope, and that's also the atmosphere in the past, that people do speak out. I think it's our culture to share your real thoughts, and so far that's worked out just fine. So if it turns out to get a bit passionate, that's not necessarily bad.
It's good.
I think that's do share your views, because that makes this meeting useful. The new members, would you quickly give an introduction? Is that something you would you like to say something, Paul? Why you wanted to end up here?
I'm Paul Lee, newly of Aberdeen Asset Management, who are just up the road here. I have been involved in talking about accounting standards with the ISB and others for at least 10 years now. I'm a founding participant in the CRUF, the Corporate Reporting Users Forum, and along with Marietta, I'm now a co-chair of the CFA UK's Financial Reporting and Analysis Committee. I think that's what they call it. Did I get that right?
I keep forgetting.
I'm Marietta Nemitz, been a pharmaceutical analyst for 15 years, worked for a number of investment banks, and a couple of years ago started up my own firm doing very in-depth fundamental research, so really going through all of the financial statements in detail. And I started getting involved with FRAC, as Paul mentioned, and I'm also on the CRUF, and I'm very excited about being able to join the CMAC and trying to further broaden my understanding of accounting and everything to look out for in financial statements.
And I'm Glenn Suarez. I'm the CIO of Nightbank Asset Management. We manage money on behalf of mainly North American pension funds and sovereign investors. We're an activist investor. We're very concentrated. So understanding the financials to support the investments that we do is critical. For me, it was a question of being able to share some of the insights that we have picked up over the years about using the accounts in a very concentrated fashion in that way, and sharing that with you and seeing what you think, because we thought there were some things that were good about that process and there were some things that we thought that could have been done might be done differently.
Thank you. I'd also like to highlight that we have a special observer, and that's Petra Allan. Warm welcome to you as well. I think it's you're not yet a member, but we already decided that you will be a member. And the fact that you're here already as an observer, I think that shows strong commitment. So we're very pleased that you're here. And I hope that it helps you in preparing and for being a member. So warm welcome to you as well. Thank you. you. Can you?
Yes, just a few words. Thank you. I'm Bert Moller from Crédit Agricole in Paris, from the Industrial Research Group, focusing on energy and utilities. And I have been involved in financial statement analysis over the last 20 years. And in the meantime, I'm also the co-chairman of the Financial Analysis Commission for the French Society of Financial Analysis, all together with Jacques de Collins that you know very well. And unfortunately, he's not able to be here.
Thank you.
So I will be very pleased to join later.
Thank you. Just on logistics of the every now and then we will have a coffee break, so it's but on the meeting itself, if you'd like to grab the attention of the meeting, just as always raise your nameplate, and Barbara and I will try to observe that. And if you don't see it, you may even wave. But usually that's not necessary. We have four eyes, and it tends to work out just fine. Today's meeting, everybody, I'm sure, has had a look at the agenda, and I'm pleased to see that, starting with the last agenda point, the feedback from the last meeting, which we will dig into later on today, that basically this agenda is resulted from the feedback we gave on the last meeting. Today is very much a research agenda. There's a big advantage to being to get involved as a CMEC in the research agenda, because it allows us to give a lot of, it gives us influence early in the process. But it's also maybe not as straightforward what really the topics are that we will be discussing. It's maybe a little bit more difficult than usual, because it's less concrete than a concrete proposal, which we can say a little bit more to the right, a little bit more to the right, and please turn around. So today's agenda, I think it's a tough agenda. It's not an easy agenda, given the research projects, which some, for most of us, will be like the first trick on ourselves on taxation, or at least on the research taxation. That said, I look forward to it, and we might